Hello, welcome to episode 359 of She Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Kupferman. Oh my God, we're so tired. I'm your host, Jessica Kupferman. With me, as always, the very giggly Elsie Escobar.
Oh my God.
And today we have the pleasure of also having Melissa Belfiore
with
us
here
in the room. We are very rarely in the room, and when we are, this is the kind of shit show you can you can expect.
Absolutely.
For whatever reason, it's even though we enjoy being together, I say we don't miss an opportunity, but it's weird to record together.
We don't ever do that.
Because right now, even though we are down here and we can see ourselves down here, we're looking at you.
Yes, which
so that you can enjoy the recording.
Right.
Meanwhile, Melissa's over here.
She's auditoring us.
And normally when you talk to someone, you're like this.
Yes, but we're going to talk.
But when we do that in person, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Wouldn't you say? Because we're like, hello. How are you?
Oh, we're fine, thanks. Yes.
But, it's easier. Yes. We're like Sonny and Cher because the hair. We're like Sonny and Cher. They don't look at each other that much when they do the Sonny and Cher show, right?
See? No, they don't. I just have to go like this.
Because if they did look at each other, he couldn't look at anything but her boobs because those outfits, the Cher outfits. Am I wrong? They were amazing. Bob
they were
Mackie,
beautiful.
Holy
crap. Incredible. Incredible.
Okay, so
we had a question. Wait, hold on. We had a question. Lena asked, what time is it over here? It is 2:30.
2:30 in the afternoon.
2:30 in the
which
afternoon.
Which means for you, Lena, I'm guessing 8:30, 9:30, 8:30, 7:30.
Yes. Oh, look.
Bee juice.
This is effing a treat. Yes. Yes, we are a treat.
Yes, we're doing a treat on Saturday because we're here. You know, Monday's a holiday. And according to Elsie, and I quote, I don't know what my life is like anymore, which is why we can't do Tuesday. Those are her exact words when I said, would you like to do Tuesday? No, because I don't know what my life is like anymore. Okay. Is exactly what she said. And I mean, I'm almost able to do an Elsie impression.
You almost are, but we have to tell. I mean, the whole reason that I can't do that is because y'all, as soon as my husband dropped me off,
I forgot,
the van broke down.
You know, that's right.
Again. Those
of you who have been with us a long time, you've had a lot of van experiences on this show.
Yes. And
many times it is broken. It's not even the same van. It's another shitty white van.
No, it's not gray. It's a gray van.
Oh, the first one was shitty white van. This is shitty gray van.
But it does what it needs to do. But the thing is, we were supposed to travel to Pittsburgh on May 31st on Memorial Day. We were supposed to go to Pittsburgh. And now with no van, it's on hold.
They're going to walk.
The point is that I don't know if I'm going to be traveling on Tuesday.
Right.
So I don't know what my life
that, and
is
I
like.
I forgot. I don't keep her van status in my top of my brain at all times. So I just said, would you like to do Tuesday? And she's like, I don't know what my life is like anymore. And I was like, we're not going to go there. I'm just going to let that one go because I was in the elevator at that point. And I was just like, that's a shame. Let's just go upstairs and see what happens.
So, yes.
Patrick says, girlfriend, get a new vehicle. Let me tell you something, Patrick. 9 years of friendship, don't even try. Do not even try. I don't know if she and or Randy have credit. I'm assuming they have good credit she's a rule follower motherfucker. But she will only drive something that's at least 20 years old. And like, it's so easy to go to CarMax. They don't even dicker with you. You go to CarMax, you give them your license.
We need
you
a pick, big
you point
van
to
like
a car
that.
And
we
you drive away.
We need a
away.
Big one like that. We need a van.
What makes you think they don't have vans?
Because
they got
they
trucks.
They don't have those vans.
When's the last time you went to a CarMax?
I don't
Let's
know
go
what,
on the internet right now.
What, no, we're
kidding.
Not going to do that.
I'm just kidding.
What is a CarMax?
So like when you go to get a new car. All right. It's so funny because she's lived in this country really like 40 years. When you go to a car dealership, like if you're going to get a new car, usually you know what kind you want. You go to Subaru, you go to Toyota, you pick out whatever, you know, you can see what they have on the lot or you can order one in different colors and then they get it in. You work out the financial deal. You drive it home.
Okay.
CarMax is sort of like this, except when you're on a lot, the sticker price is very rarely what you pay. Like it'll say like Toyota Corolla, $23,000. And you're like, well, but I have really good credit and I have $5,000 to put down. And they'll be like, okay, well, we'll give it to you for 20 or 17 or 16. Uh-huh. You never know what price you're going to pay. At CarMax, it's already at that lower price. So you just go, they don't really give you a deal. The only question at CarMax is, what your monthly payment will be.
Okay.
If you have terrible credit, it doesn't matter. If you have nothing to put down, no problem.
So
you point to the car, they work it out with you. I mean, yeah, I had no credit when I bought my, had a Ford Explorer. It's like a $400 car payment every month, which is not ideal, but I got it in 2016 when I started my ad agency. So I had the money then for, I mean, it's not that I don't have it now. It's just that I don't want to pay it now.
Right.
I'd rather have something lower.
All right.
And even a smaller car. So the point is though, if you have good credit, even if you don't have a lot of money to put down, you can get a car that's like in from this decade.
Yeah, but we want
or
a
even
van.
Last decade.
We want a van.
Work.
We want a van.
I'm sure they have everything though.
Okay, we'll see. All right.
Just at least you can go online and look at CarMax.
Listen, it's not like really,
they have one
not...
in like every major city though. Okay, like it's like a national thing where you don't dicker, you just get a car.
Now we have like a lesson, people.
Hey, Shaletta.
I know. Look, isn't that nice?
Shaletta.
I know. There's so many things.
Okay. So, yeah, get a good view. So,
we got,
I
yes,
mean,
we
the
got
only
it.
Reason I'm telling her this on our show is because I haven't been able to talk to her in length about it up until now. But I think those of you who, you know, understand what I'm saying here is that, like, Elsie lives on a mountain. It's an hour away from anything that's, like, you know, remotely urban. And when you have a car that's old and it keeps breaking down, it sort of adds this level of stress that
of
I don't
course.
Think a person over 45 should have in their lives because
well,
our hearts are starting to
I
go.
I know. I get it. I get it. Like, it's not like we haven't
like,
thought about it.
I don't know how old Randy is, but you're maybe too old to have this kind of stress.
I know. Well, listen.
Like your life should be simple.
Like, yes.
And a new car makes it simple.
But again, it's not like we haven't tried. But yes.
New cars also come with a warranty. So shit does get fucked up. They'll just fix it.
All right.
They'll tow it
again
and they'll fix it.
It's not like we haven't had these conversations.
What's the result?
It's not the right. I don't know what it is, but or
it's
like
that's right
when, it's we whatever we are. It was
right
coming.
Time.
It was coming. But that van was going to be replaced soon. I mean, it was that's why we had to go.
The
and then it breaks.
Also, is that like and I've had listen, I've driven a lot of old cars because every time my dad would find an old car, he would give it to me like on eBay. He
but
would
we
buy
need
me all
old
kinds
cars.
Of crazy ass cars. No, I understand. But I'm just saying like. The first time I had a car that was like in the same decade as what I was living, it was, I mean, it was so much of a relief because I broke down in the middle of the highway, making a left turn, like in the middle of a four-way highway
right.
with my children in the back seat. Like I've broken down in some fucked up places and had complete strangers watch my kids so I could figure shit out. Like
you have to remember too that the kind of vehicle that we need is a vehicle that you have to be able to put goats into the back of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
So this
it's,
is not
it's a goat vehicle.
This is not just any vehicle. It's a vehicle that can have and carry hay and have goats and carry things in it and take trash. Because we have to, Randy has to take the trash out every week, which means he has to load all of our trash into the back because we don't have trash servers. He takes it. So these are
don't
all things
have,
that need
wait,
to be. Listen,
wait.
I don't care. Don't solve the problem. Let's talk about something else.
All right.
No, more.
They have portable pens so that you can drive a small car and then have all that
around. No.
Do the goats just jump out? That would
no,
be bad.
No, we don't. No, it's we need a vehicle that's like big. No.
Okay.
No, we need a
it's
vehicle.
It's unsolvable at this moment and that's fine.
Yes. How's PodFest? That's what we're supposed to be talking about.
All right, John.
Okay.
Maybe you'll want to edit some of that out. I don't know. How is PodFest? Yes. So we're in Orlando, Florida. It's been a weird day today because it's sunny in some of Orlando and cloudy in some of Orlando. And like you can see that it's raining here, but sunny over there, which is like so interesting. Yeah. I mean, mostly it's been sunny and pretty flipping hot here, I would say. It's so nice at night. It's really different weather than what I'm used to. I don't know about you, Elsie. I don't know if you have like Orlando similar weather, but for me, it's been like
I love it.
Hot
but
and
that's
humid,
just me.
Hot and not humid, cold and rainy, cold, but kind of not. Uncomfortable. It's been weird. Every single day has been weirder than the last day. It's pretty consistent here, I would say. And we're at PodFest in the nicest hotel he's ever had PodFest in.
I think. It is really lovely. I wish I would have you hang out in Melissa. Have you hung out in the hotel outside of? I don't know. I guess you have because that's
so
all
Melissa's
you've been
an
doing.
Event planner. She's literally been everywhere in every kind of hotel. Probably more nice ones than shitty ones. I'm hoping because she worked for Amex, where like they can pay
okay.
all the dollars. She's been in the Ritz.
It's a
She's
really
been in the
beautiful.
Four Seasons.
It
She's
is a
been in
very
the,
beautiful hotel.
Yeah, it is very beautiful. And actually, I have to say the food is more than just edible. It's very good. And we have eaten out in some restaurants around town, and that was really good. You can look out the window and see like 1,000 water slides and roller coasters, which is fun, even if you're not going to be on them, I think. But let's talk about the show. So how many people are here, do you think?
I think that it's about 1,500.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to say like 600.
1,000 to 1,500.
He has
somewhere
a, he
around.
He has a lot of sessions. And like the way that he did Hoover this time has been confusing people because if you open the app, he has the tracks listed and then the sessions. You have to open the track to see what sessions are listed instead of just putting the sessions out there. It has to be like, okay, entrepreneurial track. And then you open that and then you see what's going on in all the rooms. But it feels like there's like 10 sessions going on at the same time, all at one time. And as a result, so last time we had PodFest, I think there were like 4 or 5 rooms and he had 1,500 people at least. And people were sitting on the floor in the hall to hear the stuff. It was so packed. This time it's like 10 different sessions, but I feel like there's like 50 people-ish in each room.
It's because it's so split up. It's absolutely split up. And that's like super expansive. You know, you don't know where you have to go. And, but it's gorgeous. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. So
I don't know, but it's been really good. Well, it's a little bit of a schlep. Like some of the rooms, like the women in podcasting track the first day, I swear it was like the furthest possible room it could be put in the world. It's amazing it wasn't out in the parking lot. It was like all the way down and then all the way down, like the last hall of the last thing. It was so far away. And it's not that I mind walking. I'm a human with legs, but it's just why the women? I'm all sensitive about it now.
You never know. Maybe it wasn't a thought of like, how far can we get them? It was more of a thought of like, let's
make something
something lovely about the room, something lovely about
where it was.
Okay.
It was just far. I mean, I think maybe it was just that it was, or maybe not because the other places.
Right. That's and then possible. The other thing is like, maybe they were switching out, doing other things in the other rooms or something like that.
I would never accuse Chris Kremitzos or any of his staff of purposely putting women as far away as possible.
No, come on.
It's just fate.
I didn't even. Well, you were
there.
I did not do
places
that.
Places in this hotel where, like, you turn the corner and the men's room is right there, and the women's room is like way. It's like, oh, well, only men come to conferences, so we don't even need a women's room. Let's just put it way down there. Fuck them. I'm like mad at somebody I don't even know exists.
Oh my god.
So I haven't been to that many sessions.
I haven't been to that many sessions. I just attended the new media show for a little bit.
How's that?
It was good. It was a good conversation. I'm sure that folks can watch it. Like you can watch it live because it was live streamed, which was also really good. It was live streamed on the show floor. Women in podcasting.
What?
I know. So it was Katie Kremitzos and Marla from Isaacson. Mm-hmm. And they talked about networks. Again, networks.
Because they both have
networks.
A network.
Collectives, was it something like that?
No, well, yeah, Asa has Asa Collective, which is a membership.
And then so they had a conversation about that, and then they went on and like a lot of the monetization things that they were talking about. Both Katie was talking about what she's done now with the meditation network
the
and how she chose to do what she's doing. And then Asa talked about how they're really super committed to being able to help all women and that they want all women, as many women as possible, to join in so many different ways. And they really started talking about programmatic, which because Katie's been playing around with using programmatic ads for her show.
What is that?
I think programmatic is when you it gets stuck into your show, into like,
so
you know,
is it different than dynamic ad insertion?
Well, see, this is what I'm so confused about because I'm like,
Google it.
I've read the definitions and I'm still not clear about the difference. I think dynamic ad insertion is the technology and programmatic is the delivery, meaning you can just like choose an advertiser and then like they'll just put the ad inside of your show kind of thing.
Dynamic falls under the programmatic umbrella.
Yeah.
I still don't.
But it's very complicated. But anyway, but she was just talking about how there are some folks that are adding 3 to 4 ads inside of their episodes. That would be weird. But Katie can't really do that because she can't really have a post roll and she can't have a mid roll because she has a meditation podcast.
No, it has to
be. So it has to be pre roll and it has to be a very type specific pre roll. So it's just an interesting conversation.
She should take
a
page out of the Sleep With Me podcast, who, by the way, is a sponsor of our show this fall.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes, he is. He's very sweet and he's going to be a good sponsor. I'm excited about it because I've never asked him to be a sponsor before, but. Anyway, we love him, Drew
this
Ackerman.
Is great.
Anyway, so the Sleep With Me podcast, which I've talked to on this show many times, is a show that is supposed to put you to sleep. So the way that Drew does the show is he says hello, then there's some ads, Then he has a section where he tells you what to expect, which is kind of good because it's like kind of a shtick. I'm going to tell you a story. It's going to be like this. It's going to ramble on. It's going to be repetitive. It'll put you to sleep. And then, but he also timestamps it so that if you want to skip right to his story part, you can. In between the explanation and the story is another set of ads, which he could consider mid-roll. So if Katie wanted to do like a, I don't know, like a 3-minute welcome to the Women's Meditation Network and some calls to action, technically after that could be a mid-roll.
Could be a
mid-roll. Because technically a mid-roll is any time between like 5 to 10 minutes in to 5 to 10 minutes out, right? That's the middle. It's not first the thing you hear, not the last thing you hear.
Right.
So it is possible, but I mean, I wasn't there to tell her about it. But I mean, you know, like,
yeah, but I'm sure she's figured it out.
Relax.
Right.
Cannot be like, but me undies right in the middle, because that would be weird.
Because that would be weird. And you have to be very choosy as to what kind of thing has she. She's still, I mean, she's been, and again, it's an experiment. You can't, we couldn't just all of a sudden decide to do programmatic and just start to have random ads inserted without us also listening to our own show afterwards to hear what that is.
Mm-hmm.
What that sounds like.
So in, wait,
as it's being consumed, because so we wouldn't know what those ads are.
So I think what you're saying is programmatic means someone else decides what goes in there. You just leave a slot.
Yeah. And so,
and dynamic is,
is the technology.
The technology does that.
Yeah, it does. Yes, yes, yes. And then so you can dynamically insert an ad
without being like, we'll be right back.
Yeah. And then you can, you can dynamically insert content. So you can even have a dynamically inserted intro or a dynamically inserted outro or something like that. So that's the technology of it.
Got it.
But like, I think programmatic is when you choose, like, I want book ads. Or like, you know, entertainment ads or whatever. And then they will just be filled. Somebody else filled those
slots. I know why this was a topic. Because this week, here's a little news. The news you can use.
Oh.
Sorry. The news you can use. For the informed podcaster. Podcasting news. So this week, Spotify got in, I don't want to say a little bit of trouble, but there was a bit of a pickle.
Wait, hold up. So the Spotify pickle was a visual pickle, not a audio pickle.
It was audio too.
Was it? Are you sure?
No.
Because Rob Greenlee mentioned on stage right now, he goes, because somebody else, Marlo, alluded to the same thing that we're talking about.
Programmatic ads,
but it was a programmatic visual addition.
To the page.
To the page.
But it was a podcast page.
But it was a podcast page, okay. But it was a visual. It wasn't an audio ad.
So, but the pickle was that Wild Turkey had apparently paid for like millions and millions of dollars worth of advertising. I'm sure they picked what kind of shows to be on, but it was, I guess, a visual banner that went across the screen of the podcast homepage so that when you're on Spotify and you go to Choose She Podcast, like Wild Turkey would be at the top, which some shows were not appreciative of because they were shows about addiction, alcoholism, things like that. And programmatic means there's not really a good way to, you can't really yank that you know, it's just like sort of a widespread push. And similarly, something about women, it was a bad one about women, and it was like a sex ad or something having to do with sex workers. And something that was inappropriate. I don't want to say it was like back pages, but it was something inappropriate and adult that didn't belong on a lot of the pages that they ended up on. Yeah, maybe we're not ready for programmatic quite yet, because podcasting, I hate to say this again, is not radio. You can't just pick an ad and put it on 14 radio stations because we have all different topics. Radio is content for everybody. Podcasting is content for two people.
Well, not two people.
I'm saying every show is very specific.
And you can't just
add a Wild Turkey ad to every podcast, because there's not a lot of radio shows about heroin addiction, right? But there's plenty of podcasting ones out there, or sex addiction, or marital relations, or whatever the fuck. You can't just be like, put the naked girls on all these ads, like you, or all these shows. You can't
do that
anyway.
No. And actually, in our latest episode for the feed, we just talked about the fact that Rob said the biggest conversation that's going to be coming up in advertising is like brand safety or something like that. Mm-hmm. I think that's what he said, because this is going to be a thing, and it's going to be a thing for a while, because right now there are no safety protocols or any, because it's just starting out. Mm-hmm. So these kinds of issues are going to come up, and there's going to be more mistakes made. And it, right now it's Spotify. This is what Rob said. He said, right now it's Spotify, but very soon it's going to be another company because they're going to make a mistake too. And this is just going to be the thing that's going to happen until we all figure it out.
And I could be wrong because I don't remember if I've opted into this on Spotify, but I feel like any place I have opted into something like this, you can choose not to have any kind of ads that are only suitable for 18 and older.
Well, like, yeah, but what I'm saying to you, though,
we have an explicit podcast, but we still, like, I think we can check box no alcohol, no gambling, no sex, or whatever.
You would be correct, but the
cigarettes.
The point is that there are technical problems. I do not think that the wild turkey thing, that was not a choice.
Opt in or opt out. No, it wasn't.
That was a mistake.
Yeah.
So then, like, because it was a mistake, there are going to be other companies that are going to make mistakes like that. They're going to go, oops, yeah, we inserted the thing in the wrong place.
I mean,
sorry. There's a snafu in the system because it's a technical thing. So that's what he was saying, that we're going to continue to have these problems and it's going to get better every time. But I think that there was a sense from him that I gathered that this wasn't a nefarious choice by Spotify. And right now we can jump on Spotify because they're so, you know, they have so much money, or at least they're talking like sending all the money out and all the stuff. But in a lot of smaller companies, they're also going to be making these mistakes because mistakes happen. And we have to, in some way, understand that it's going to come our way.
Yeah, I guess
that's all
so.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
People are going to.
So,
do that.
So back to the show. So the new media show, you were into that. That was about women in podcasting.
Yes.
I was at the pool while you were doing.
Yes.
While you were doing.
She was at the pool.
I like the pool.
And there was a DJ, and then it started raining.
Yeah, and we had to come inside, but but no, we had a happy. So She Podcast hosted a happy hour.
We
last
had
night.
An amazing time there.
I saw people I have not seen in so many years. Not people that I've forgotten about, of course, but just people that, like,
it was so good.
I don't think sometimes you realize who you miss until you haven't seen their face for a really long time. Like, Natalie Jennings is one of those people because
Natalie, she took our picture. She took the 1,000 pictures of me.
Did you see them yet?
No.
Okay. Just curious how they look.
Me too.
You guys probably know her
because
she does photography at almost every podcasting conference. And she and her boyfriend, Harry Duran, who does Podcast Junkies, were very good friends. And I haven't seen
I don't think it
her.
Would be a good idea, Patrick. No, we do not need to buy room service right now. Well, you understand she's going
to
be
shopping. He wants us to be drunk, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
That's what Melissa said. I agree.
That would have been, we've done it one time. Well, could you imagine us?
The only problem is Elsie has to go back to the booth and nobody wants that.
No.
But I mean, if this were at night, like I suggested.
Yeah, but no, because I want to.
Maybe we'll come back. I'll get her drunk.
I want to
we'll
sleep.
Back.
No. Could you imagine? You know what it would take? Could you imagine? Just setting up this whole thing drunk would be a nightmare.
Yeah, that part would have been.
Sticking the dongles. You should see all the dongle things and sticking this way.
We wouldn't
way
be talking to you now if we'd have been drunk earlier. It's probably true because it is a little complicated.
It's like
there.
All the knobs and all the cords. And
it is.
I made it work. But the only thing we didn't do is there's no separate tracks. Sorry, John.
Sorry, John.
Because we couldn't do that.
Now that we know how to do it, though.
It's not bad.
We can get drunk. Just kidding.
This is when I should have been like, you know what I mean?
I
like
know.
I take it out from the bottom.
Just bring
and
up
like,
a bottle of wild turkey. Yeah. That would have been amazingly ironic. Do you even drink wild turkey?
I don't think I've ever drank wild turkey. I have drank, what is the other one with the name of the person?
Jack Daniels?
Yes.
That's a good one.
I have drank that. And then I had to stop because I remember that one time I got so drunk off of Jack Daniels. And
now
also I can't
Johnny Walker.
It. I did not do Johnny Walker.
Okay, I was just wondering. She said do Johnny Walker like it's a drug. That's funny. We had a happy hour last night. It was open bar beer and wine. We had all kinds of fun Spanish foods, empanadas and guaritas. And
what?
What is the thing with the guava? Guaritas, it
no,
said. Cubadibas. I don't know what
pastelitos. There were pastelitos there. And with
the thing with the guava in it.
Yeah, that's the name of it. That is a pastelito.
I thought it was a G.
It is with a G. You
but
just
you said
a
pasta.
Pastelitos. Yeah, I know. That's what I would call them.
Okay. Doesn't matter. They were delicious.
They were delicious.
The hotel was very nice. And it was great to see so many people. We had a really good time.
And it was so loud.
Was it?
It was so loud.
I know. And you know what? Like, our event planner, Jennifer, kept saying, like, we need music because we were promised an AV so we could have a mic so we could say thank you, which we didn't have. So the event planner for PodFest was like, well, I can't give you AV, but like, I have a Bluetooth speaker if you want music. So we're like, sure. So we get the Bluetooth speaker and like, Yeah, it just made everything impossible to silly.
Yeah.
Music is fun. I mean, I'm not going to say it wasn't good, but that's what make I know that's what makes an event loud.
Yeah.
You have to talk over music.
You have to talk over music. But also, I think in the future, we need to have a mini, what do you call those things that make the voice loud? The not on the microphone, but like a bullhorn. We need to have a bull. We need to have a She Podcast bullhorn.
Because I would have bullhorn.
You would not have been able to speak over all the people.
Yes, I would. No,
why didn't you then?
Nobody asked me to. I didn't know when it was over. Oh, yeah. Why didn't I say excuse me for a second?
No. Yeah. Why didn't you like come up there? Because I was like, ding, 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 ding. Thank you.
Because in my head, I just thought, well, we'll send an email after the event. Thank everyone. And give them like a coupon code.
Okay. But it would have been nicer to just be there and say that. That's true. Almost did it, but my voice was feeling so exhausted. Well,
if you, next time you want that and we don't have that, just come find me and I'll do it. I'm okay.
She is my bullhorn. And also I was thinking of like,
it's no problem. I mean, it's not obnoxious how loud I am. You and John both say that like I blow out whatever and like my levels are always terrible. That's not even close to the loudness that I can be. You can ask Jennifer, who I used to sleep with. I would get in trouble all the time for being too loud at night.
And because like, you were trying to
supposed to have whispering time.
And then there was then no like, you told me
that's not whispering. I'm just
Jessica.
Loud.
When Jessica whispers, she goes like this. This she whispers, whispering. But it's the same loudness
no,
level.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
All right.
She's
I'm just loud.
She actually told me that. And I was not like, everyone, yeah, don't whisper. Just
listen,
talk.
If we were all quiet, it would be boring. Okay. So next I would like to talk about the floor. The show floor. So you've been working the Libsyn booth.
I have.
This whole time. And has it been any different than events past? Has it been different questions, different crowd, different vibe?
You know what has been the best thing? Well, number one, we have a gazillion people there. We have like 15 people that came, which is a lot.
Yeah, it's the most.
It's a lot.
Is it
of
the
people.
Most you've ever had an event Libsyn meeting? Not.
No, but because I think Evolution's had just as many people.
Okay.
So that Evolution's had just as many people, but we had all the brands there. But one thing that has been just amazing is that there's a new beta product that you can actually start using now, Libsyn Studio, and it's free podcast hosting, and you can create your podcast on the computer. So it's kind of like if you were having a competitor, it would be an anchor editor, mm-hmm. an anchor competitor.
Oh,
and so, but everything can be done in the computer. And you can have a little intro and an outro and calls to action, and you can record your show and you can have a script in there, and it just automatically stitches everything together and creates a script. But to cut a long story short, people have been going on there and getting on the headphones and the fancy microphones, mm-hmm. and then they set it up and they make them record like an intro. There's like a little script that they can record. And when they listen to themselves afterwards, they are so excited and so feeling good about themselves. And they're going like, wow, because we have Shure microphones. We have the MV7, the one that you use, mm-hmm. the MV7s, we have them there, but they've never done that before. So just hearing themselves and doing it makes them feel so special. And so people are really moved. They're moved in there. So that's
are they crying?
They're not crying moved. They're like excited moved.
You know, that also brings up something in my head, which means like most people don't hear themselves recording.
No, they don't at all. And so when they were hearing themselves, they were able to like, you could, it's like
monitor.
Oh, yeah. When you're hearing us right now, and there's something that happens when you're hearing yourself and you can, you know, start to really make your voice sound nice.
I put those on
nice.
Earlier, Melissa, which is why I'm talking the way I'm talking now. Before you came in, I put those on and I could hear myself. And I've been in this mode ever since. I don't normally, as you know, talk like this. Like as this low usually.
Yeah, but
I'm
you
trying
can...
to be Elizabeth Holmes. I need a black turtleneck and some green
no,
juice.
No, your voice sounds great though. And
thank you.
Don't, but Elizabeth Holmes's voice does not sound great.
No, because she was talking like she was trying to be a man. And it's different than just having a natural low voice.
It's very
soothing
nice. Yes.
And calming.
And calming. And now it's because she hurt herself. She started to make these adjustments. And that's what I'm saying.
So,
so when these people
hearing yourself is cool.
Had their own stuff. Yeah. They were able to really just feel special. They felt special.
That's all you need.
She's feeling special because she hurt herself.
I am
right
special.
Now.
I don't so I'm over the feeling part. I'm just special all the time.
But we also have a really great backdrop. over that shiny like thing.
So for the first time, they have like what looks like a stand-up comedy back. Like they bought a brick wall.
Yeah, it's
like
when I saw the brick wall, I was like, oh my god, it seems so cheesy.
It's not a real brick wall. No, it's not. Print of a brick wall with like lips and signs on it, and it's like the perfect thing to do stand-up comedy in front of. Because like if you remember, like I don't know if you guys watched comedy when you were younger, but like short attention span theater or like clips of comics in New York and LA, there's always a brick wall. It's always a brick wall in a microphone. So it's like, it makes me want to grab a mic and be like, well, ladies and gentlemen, we're in Orlando, you know, like just start like, hey, how's it going tonight? Y'all feeling lucky? Whatever.
All this to say, it's nice because it's really cool because like on the inside you, there's light. And so it gives it this like,
it's like Web 3 booth stand.
Yeah,
is what it's like.
And when you
if
take a picture,
if you've been in the metaverse,
nice.
It's a little bit like a metaverse.
It is
feel at a normal, you know, 3D show.
Yeah.
So it's very cool. I mean, I like that it's lit from the inside. It just it makes it look like the computer sort of came to life. You know what it looks like? I'm sorry. Alternate reality, the AR stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you can project shit from your phone, like a Pokemon Go, but booth decoration.
Yeah,
right. It's really cool. I will give you that. It's very cool.
It is very cool. It is. And it looks nice when people take pictures of it.
And it's kind of nice that you have that much staff because it really makes you look, you know, big and important.
Yes,
not that you're not, but like
having, but it does,
but like it used to just be you and Dave Jackson and you both were harried and you know,
and like
and
we're moving back
down.
And forth and yeah,
and it's nice to have like the pair people and some advertised cast people and then like you, Dave, Rob, Corey, like it's good.
Yeah, we're everywhere, so that's been great. But that's
this is your first booth work since pandemic, isn't it?
This is my first booth work since pandemic, and it is, and I'm, and if I didn't like it before, right now I'm just totally out.
Well, it's been so
it
long.
Is so hard to
it's
stay
been
in
a
there
long time
and
too.
To like be engaged with other human, like no, seriously, I mean it's been 2 years, like I mean
I
don't you get tired from engaging with all the people?
This
well, because you
I
guys engage
it.
With each other. Right.
Well, that's not
kind
exhausting,
of?
Really.
No.
I like engaging with Melissa.
Well, this is what I'm saying. When you're engaging with your own people, then it's not quite as
like this isn't exhausting me. All right.
As it, in the middle, she's her. Like, I like how she's like,
because I know it's exhausting Elsie. That's why.
Hey, no, it's not exhausting me. No, Liar. It's not exhausting. It is not exhausting me. It is not exhausting me. This
anyway,
is, this is nice.
I had one taste of this where I was having a meeting. In a booth, like somebody had a booth and they asked me to come to a meeting and talk to them about some business. That's the second we both sit down, someone comes up, wants to talk to him. Then he has to come out of the booth, take a picture with the person. Then she turns to me because she was at the happy hour last night and she wants to tell me what a great time she had. And meanwhile, the two of us can't have the conversation. We're now waiting 10 minutes to have the conversation I sat down for because people walk by and want to engage with you, and not that they shouldn't. That's the point of the show. Mm-hmm. But it's just that, like, imagine that for 8 hours, where even if I come up and visit Elsie in the booth.
And she hasn't been drinking. Or
visiting,
maybe she has.
If I'm visiting Elsie in the booth, it's because I said booth. Now it's all I can do is.
It all starts to come out now.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have cousins that have this speech impediment.
Do they?
Yes.
Oh.
It is very distracting.
How are you doing that?
Because I have family that does
it. Yeah, but it doesn't mean you can just all of a sudden, I can't do that. Yeah, that's not good, John.
Sorry.
No, sorry. He's he's going to
anyway,
be like,
so like,
yeah, this is not good.
So like, I know when I visit Elsie at the booth that it can be a burden because she wants to talk to me, but she's being, whoever comes up gets first dibs, regardless of if we're in mid-sentence. So it was a little taste of that. And I mean, even that was exhausting, like two people. So I can imagine like an 8 hour experience of like, hi.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming.
Or what's your show? Like you have to really bring people out. Sometimes you have to bring people out. And then sometimes you don't really know what they're asking you because they don't even know what question to ask. And that's also very boring.
Do you want to hear something funny? It's really not funny.
Oh, no.
But I'm going to tell you something funny. I've worked booths many times before for different reasons in life or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's not every day, this is kind of morbid, it's not every day that you have someone in your family pass away that you have like all these people come over to your house. And it's actually a very similar experience to boothing because it's people you haven't seen in a long time, people that aren't exactly your friends. They're friends of the people who passed or whatever.
Yes.
So I often found myself being like, it's so great to see you. Thank you for coming. Right. And it's like, that's weird. That's not, it's not really, it shouldn't be great to see them. But it's like muscle memory.
Yeah.
Right. Because so great to see you is something you say at a booth or if you're hosting a bar mitzvah or a wedding.
Yeah.
It's not something you should say at a funeral. Like, you look great. Happy to see you.
Yeah, what do you say?
Well, that's what I said.
Thank you for being here.
I mean, I would switch it up to like, I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're here. And thank you for coming. That's appropriate.
Yeah.
You look great. Great to see you. Yeah, no. Not so much.
Not so much.
So let this be a lesson.
Well, that's really good. Yeah.
But it is habit. It is a hard habit to break when you're in any party once you've boothed.
To switch it back?
Just to not be like, not just on, but like you do switch on that booth personality in any crowd situation where you're greeting people.
Right.
It's just sort of natural.
Right.
Which I guess isn't always a bad thing, but in that situation, it's not great. That's all. It's kind of awkward. You know, read any good books lately? So wait, so Lena says, where's the new normal we discussed at length when we were isolating during the pandemic? That's a very good question. Thank you that. So let's talk about the new normal for a second, because what you're looking at is me and Elsie in Elsie's hotel room with Melissa. But like Elsie has been in a mask almost the whole time. She's been in a mask at the booth. She's in mask when she's not in the booth. You are masked. Are you masked on stage?
No, I took the mask off
the stage.
Just when I went and spoke.
Did you cover the microphone?
No, I just went. I got so the microphone and I'm like, dude, listen, I was sitting all the way to the back waiting to go. I was too tired for all that, but I did the thing and I'm done and I'm out.
So yeah, I mean, the new normal is people who are uncomfortable, who don't feel well, or who are immune impaired, probably mask up. People who live with someone who's worried about getting sick are probably masked up. There are some people here that are masked up. I would say 30%.
I would 20%. Say no, y'all, listen. It's like maybe 10, more like 5% people masked.
Well, since I'm not worried about it, I haven't noticed, I guess.
No one is wearing a mask, not one person. In fact, people commented on the little lanyards have the little cover, you know, the colored patterns. Like, so there are these little color patterns.
Actually, right? She's got the blue.
Yeah, there were the blue, which is like everything's cool. Then there's a yellow, which is like yellow, you know,
slow down,
wait, we'll see what happens. And then there's red when you don't want anybody near you. And so when they were giving me the thing, I was like, I want the yellow.
They didn't even ask me. Same with you.
I said it. I said, I want the yellow. So they gave me the yellow. But then even after that, only Rob and I from our booth are masked. And he has a yellow thing too. Not that we color coded. We just chose that. But nobody else is. Nobody else is wearing a mask. Nobody else is wearing a mask.
I mean, I've been vaccinated 3 times. So like if I get it, I already know it won't kill me.
Yeah, but it's not about that, dude. It's just
for
about.
For me, that's what it's about. I'm not going to die, so I'm cool.
It's just because for me, it's we're going to go see the in-laws after this. And I can't.
I mean, my mother-in-law had it. She survived. I feel like now it's not as scary as it was when it first happened. So honestly, I would say that the new normal is whatever feels right for you, and where maybe before that would have been noteworthy. The new normal is if someone's wearing a mask or won't shake your hand, that seems normal.
I think
that is a new normal.
I think that is a new normal.
If someone wants to sit far away from you, that feels normal. That is a new normal. Mm-hmm. Whereas like 3 years ago, if you saw someone with a mask, it would be bizarre. If someone was like, I'm just going to fist bump you, you'd think they were a freak. But like, that's normal now. That's what I think. I mean, we didn't know what the new normal was going to be when we were pontificating about it before. But I would say that, yeah, that is like, this is part of our normal now. It's just if someone doesn't feel comfortable, it's like beans and franks. It's part of our life, and that's it, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I mean, that part has been interesting though. Like, I mean, I don't always observe behavior and compare from before and now. So that was a good question, because you know, I wonder if that's also why there's so many sessions, because it actually, with the more sessions you have, the more there is for people to do, the less people are in each room. That could be strategic.
It could be, yeah,
because you don't want to be sardines in a room. You don't want standing room only anymore, because it's scary.
There's a lot because I mean, it's when you start to think about it, because our meetup was really jam-packed and it was a smallish type of room, but all of a sudden I'm like, oh my god, there's so many people here, where I had to like scoot through people. And
how
like,
many people do you think were there last night? Like 200?
200, Jessica Kufferman. It was not 200 people.
150. What do you think? Well, ask Melissa.
I don't think so.
Wait, ask Melissa, because we're not event planners and she can eyeball a room like Chris. How many? 150?
Definitely over 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't 200.
I think maybe 150.
Yeah. It was a lot of people.
And in and out. I get it. In and out.
Have this weird skill where they can look at the size of the room and be like, there's 30 people in there. I don't know why they can do it.
Yeah, but she cannot, because I remember there was...
No, I cannot, no, but I was guessing. Remember? But I know how many people RSVP'd, though.
Yes,
I, saw
I
that.
Did see the RSVP, yeah. And there was 100, yeah, over 100
like
170.
People.
But it was not 200. I mean, I could say that, but there was a lot of people there.
Yeah,
there was
a lot of
there
people
was a lot of people there.
And people we didn't all know. Which
and
was
people
great
we didn't because, all know, correct.
Because after last night, and then also this morning, people were like, I've heard all about your... I mean, Chris called, first of all, anytime we do anything near Chris, he calls me to congratulate me because that's just the way he is.
That's
like,
so
I,
cute.
Yeah, he's always just like, congratulations. So he called last night to say congratulations that he was hearing how great the event was. I mean, it was an hour with food and drinks. Like it was, I never feel like when people congratulate me or tell me how great it was that like I did anything special.
Right.
I don't understand why this seems like an accomplishment to other people. And I don't mean to be humble.
Right.
I just feel like, you know, you and I seem to be able to create a vibe. And right. If that's something to be congratulated, then great. Add that to the fact that we now have smart people that can make a centerpiece out of plastic cups.
Yeah, that's
and
really
that know
nice. That
how much
cute.
Food to order and how to, you know, get yeah. enough, get, you know, what you need for your money out of $2,000. Like, should it be a cash bar or open bar right. or drink tickets or whatever? I guess that part adds to the fact that you and I seem to attract people that are cool with each other. Right. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to embarrass anyone by being like, let's say this group held this party instead.
Right.
But if we can think of any other group of people, it's different. If those people having a happy hour would feel differently, like, you know,
it's also expectations.
Major League
themselves.
Baseball.
Yeah. But it's also expectations from themselves and people who come in and do it. So it was really nice. It was really
it
nice.
It was really, really nice.
Now, Patrick, this is something that I agree with you. It says, I now have students who hide behind the mask. They're not wearing it for COVID. It's their security blanket.
Well,
and I kind of totally feel that. I have to say, I totally feel that. I like it. It's so much better because then it makes mm-hmm. me have to not
if
like
you have a zit.
My. Not even, not if you have a zit, but it's like my stand, like my, how do you say it? Like resting bitch face, I guess. Like, I don't have to like,
worry
I
about
can do,
it.
No, because it's covered up and I
also,
can just
can
bitch
just do,
away.
You can just do eye makeup.
I could just.
And fuck the rest.
Yeah, I don't have to think about it. And then like not worrying about having chocolate and going back on the show floor. Like, I don't have to worry about my teeth having chocolate
no, but
stains
breath
in them.
You do, which is still, I mean, if there is were a
really?
Mask that could deter bad breath. I would like that because I like honey mustard and onion pretzels.
Do you
they're
now?
My favorite, dude. And I can't.
Can you? You can't like, no, but see.
They're stinky. Even. Yeah.
But yeah, no, but you can smell your own breath because it's like captured in there.
That's what I'm saying. If
yeah, but not other people.
Anybody. Anyway, I was watching TikTok this morning. I watched. There's this guy.
I can't believe that I never do that. But that's OK. You can do you.
What?
Do you?
I never do what?
Watch TikTok.
It's my favorite thing to do.
No.
There's a girl on there, Dylan Mulvaney, and she's only been a girl for like 79 days. She was trans, she was non-binary, and then they announced that they were going to be a girl, and now she's a girl. So every day it's like day 76 of being a girl, and blah blah blah. So I rolled back to see what it was like day 36 or 46, and she had started to get laser surgery. She's, you know, swarthy, I guess, like a darker human being. So that means probably a good amount of facial hair. And apparently when you get laser, you can't shave for 7 days.
Oh,
so she was getting real uncomfortable with the amount of stubble because you have to go back and get it done again and then get it done again.
Yeah.
So this was like this 2 week period where there was hair on her face she didn't really want to see. And she was like, but it's cool because I wear a mask and it's perfect. And
yes!
I was like, oh, my God, that's like a
this
lifesaver.
Is great.
You know, I felt really happy, actually. That I mean, it was like it's kind of a happy coincidence that wearing masks is part of the new normal and you can use that to hide something on your face that you don't want to show as your outward appearance.
Yeah.
I was kind of happy for her.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
No, but I think I found it's great. I mean, in a lot of different ways, it's also more of a deterrent for other people, which
not,
is even a bonus for me. I love it. Yes. But not to like, so when I'm walking, it's more of a deterrent. So if you see a masked person walking fast,
mm-hmm.
you leave them alone more.
You know, I don't know how long we've been recording, but I would like to do a little fun game.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. We're going to have to wrap it up.
Quickly.
It's been like a 50. Look, you can see 50 minutes.
Oh, good. We have plenty of time. okay.
Oh,
Elsie,
my God. Yes.
This is the second deterrent.
It's Celine Dion talent.
This is the second deterrent in 2 days that I've heard that you have that is brilliant.
Yes.
So today is the mask deterrent. The other day,
oh no,
Elsie told us that when someone asks her if she's related to Pablo Escobar, she says yes, and people back away slowly. So now I want to know how many other deterrents you have. So that's two. You have a shirt that says, I don't like people. Is that correct?
Yeah.
What does it say exactly?
Well, I know it just, I mean, I have a lot of people. I have a, like, you know, I have a lot of shirts that are very like,
how many?
Don't look at me. What is the one that I have? Don't talk to me. The one that I have in my, one of my pictures. I don't even know what it's
I'm
called.
I'm asking. Like, I want to know how many like shirts do you have. Like, okay. So that's five. So that's five deterrents, three shirts that say fuck off, the name and the mask, but there's more. You used to do headphones, right?
Headphones are my, yeah, that's my other thing. But now, unfortunately, I haven't worn them as often because I'm wearing the other headphones, but nobody can see those though. Mm-hmm. They don't know that you don't have
less
a thing.
Of a deterrent.
But now you can have to like,
mm-hmm. She's pointing to her ear.
Yeah, I'm pointing to my ear going, eh.
I can't, yeah.
I can't hear you,
have
sorry.
You ever pretended you don't speak English?
No, I don't think I have.
I'm amazed.
No, because but I do the deer in headlights. A lot.
Does that mean you're too stupid to understand?
Yes. Yes. Where it's like
interesting.
Melissa, yeah, it's like that. Where it's like, yeah, and then so people.
Yeah, you know, I have
the vague. I have the real good vague.
You do have big eyes. You could look very
yes, very like
if you wanted to.
Like,
not that that's
I am
insult.
A
she's doll. A good actress.
I don't
all.
Know what I'm. Talking about,
I don't know that you're Hispanic looking enough to get away with no habla español. I mean, I guess
no, I
once you
try.
Said it,
yeah,
I would believe it,
right?
But walking down the street, I think people probably assume you're not Hispanic, so
yeah,
I think it would be too much. If Melissa did that, I'd be like, what the fuck? And she's very white and Irish and Italian looking, you know, whatever. You're Irish,
yeah, no, right? I know that's my deterrent, yeah,
yeah. So, okay, so that's six. Are there any more? Like, have you ever used a book or your children?
I've used my children plenty
How
of times.
Do you use
oh, you know
as
what
a
was what it used to be was breastfeeding. I used to use breastfeeding all the time as a deterrent. Where it's like, oh, and then a minute somebody's like starts to see their shirt come up, like, oh, and then they go away.
Oh, so strategic. I love that.
That was hilarious to me. That was so fun.
Well, who would stick around?
I know what I'm saying. I know, because
right
the people would
you.
Go away. Yeah, that was so
You'd
fun.
Have to be a serial
I used to
killer
love
to do
that. So breastfeeding was my thing that because really, I used to also go.
Was
like,
it
this
just
is my
for
hair.
Men or women too?
Most people don't want to sit around there when your child is feeding off your boob. Mm-hmm, most people right. don't want to, unless it's like
most
your
people
buddy.
Don't even want to realize it's happening.
Yeah,
they want to pretend it's not happening,
and yeah. they turn around. Yeah, so it's and I had no problem doing that.
Sorry, I'm
I think that that's it. I mean, other than like having signs up that say like "stay away from me" all the time.
You don't
time.
Have any signs except for your shirts, right?
Right.
Do they actually deter people from talking to you, the shirt?
No, I don't think people ever
they
look
be like,
at
that's
shirt.
So funny.
Yeah, they definitely do that.
See that it's the opposite
they don't,
problem.
They don't actually, yeah. But most of the
I wonder
time,
if you wore a shirt that said, come talk to me, I can't wait to have a conversation. That would probably deter people.
That would be weird. Also, I think walking fast is something that I do all the time because it's like I run away. It's like she's obviously going somewhere.
Yeah,
we can't stop her.
Don't stop
she's
her.
On a, don't stop her. She's in the middle. And usually I go like, I got to.
There's an emergency.
I gotta go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And usually if I'm just doodling around, it's not a.
The Irish goodbye is something where if you're at a party, rather than make an effort to say goodbye to the person who's hosting the party,
right.
like if you're at a wedding, you say goodbye to the bride and groom or whatever, you just sort of like fade it to black. That's called the Irish goodbye.
What do you mean fade it to black?
You just make sure no one's watching and then you leave.
Oh, I wish I could do that. Where, what is the name of this? That
Irish
just...
goodbye.
Irish goodbye.
I am the queen of the Irish goodbye. I love to be like, let's slip out while no one's looking.
Oh.
I don't want to say goodbye. Because once you say goodbye to the bride and groom, then you got to go to their parents. And then whoever's around, you got to say goodbye to them. They're always corralling
people.
We
used to have to kiss everyone. Like in El Salvador,
no,
like
the,
every single person, you had to kiss them all before you left. Did you go say goodbye? Did you go say goodbye? And like, oh my God.
Most people are like that. I've decided I don't want to be like that. So I
so
just fade to black.
This is really good. I really
so
like
So I'm wondering
that.
If you do that at
weddings
and stuff.
I don't. I feel
stuff.
Like, oh yeah. At any party, I'm like, you know, all of a sudden I'm out.
Yeah.
Where'd she go?
But just not family stuff.
Not family stuff. Family stuff is much harder.
Yeah, it is hard.
Yeah.
You got to get it's a skill. Do you do it? You're Irish. No, you do? You just all of a sudden aren't there? The kissing's too
so
much.
So many kissing. Yeah, it's like so many kiss everybody. Yeah, it's like so much kissing.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're sweaty. Sometimes I'm sweaty.
Yeah.
Sometimes our glasses bump. That's awkward. I hate that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you haven't worn glasses since you were 8.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever worn glasses and kissed somebody ever. Look, see, there's a lot of people who like...
Again, we lead very different lives.
I know, we do. I also
guess we can wrap up. I don't think
there's anything else that we can tell you from the show floor. I wish I could have switched cameras. I was going to switch a camera and then show the room, but I don't think that I can do that. I thought that I had a camera that was going to come out here. Yeah.
What about your... You can't switch to the laptop?
I can. No. But it's like, oh, yeah, you know, I guess I could do that. But no, I was going to use the cell phone.
I watched some YouTube tutorials before I got here, so my curls have been on point all weekend, just so you know.
Your what has been on point?
My curls.
Oh, your curls. Okay.
I have had non-frizzy curls. Thank you, Mains by Mel, M-E-L-L. Her YouTube channel is amazing.
Mel's. Okay. So thank you. You guys were so amazing showing up for us today.
Yes. Thank you so much.
It's so great to see everybody here and kind of watch us to do. And John, I think we did a pretty decent job. So you're not going to die.
And if you are, don't tell us. We don't care.
Because it's not too much of a mess. And I think, monitoring yourself.
We're not drunk. So it's been,
this has been
a normal
good.
Conversation.
And I'm kind of solid.
All right. Anyway. Thank you guys so much for being here with us. If you've been watching us live, we so appreciate it. We usually record live 1 o'clock on Mondays, not this week, but if you're listening to this past Monday, the next Monday, we will probably be live. You can find us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at She Podcast. You can also join our membership and have access to our thousands of
I got
courses.
A good testimonial from somebody who said that they do all of the stuff inside our membership and they're like, there's so much information.
Was it Wendy,
like,
Brandt?
Yeah it was Wendy. She was so excited by
talking about it all over town,
all the stuff. Yeah,
she was like, there is so much content.
There's
people
so
don't
much
understand
content.
I know.
It's a lot of stuff in there. People just
it
don't
is.
Take the time to do that. She
it's
said
our
that
whole
she
brains,
totally did
but
it
like in course form really good. Yeah,
so good.
And it's $25 for access to the library and $45 if you want access to the library plus us. So go check that out at membership.shepodcast.com. If you want the show notes to today's show, you can get that on shepodcast.com. And if you want to come to our event this fall in Washington, D.C., MGM National Harbor, a gorgeous hotel, it's going to be super fun. We already have amazing speakers, you guys. Absolutely amazing. Go to shepodcastlive.com. Thank you so much for being with us today. Love you.
Mean it.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to, I don't know what episode this is. Oh my God. How do you know what episode it is?
Because she's been doing
the
show notes
every week.
No, she does. She works on it every week. Not she doesn't work. By the way, we're
she's
talking
both.
To another we have like
wait, should we turn it so they can we can't
we can't turn
camera.
This but yes,
Melissa is
here
audioing for us and monitoring we are at PodFest 2022 in Orlando, Florida. Welcome to She Podcast episode 359. Let me start that again. Hello, everyone. Sorry, I'm making them pee their pants. You know what, Patrick? He said you both should be lying on the bed like the last time. You know what? As I was on my way on the elevator here, I thought, can we somehow do it like this and be laying on the bed next to each other and just have someone? But we don't have that kind of tripod action this time. I'm sorry, but it is a good idea, and we're gonna do it next time because it was my idea too.
Yes.
Did you have pixie sticks for breakfast? No, I had a hamburger. Thank you very much.
Yes.
What did you have for breakfast?
I had this juice, beet juice.
Once again, we live very different lives. Okay. Okay, 3, 2, 1.